Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur with your host, Jonathan Royce. Hi there, everybody. This is episode 35 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where I provide tips and tricks, strategies, and suggestions to improve the principalship and or discuss how the skills of the principal translate to the entrepreneurial space. Also interview principals and school leaders just like me and you and discuss how they balance the challenges of school with their entrepreneurial interests and gain insights on the strategies that they use daily to help run their school. In today's episode, we'll go over three suggestions from the special ed director. Like all schools, I have a number of students with IEPs. One of the observations I've made in my school is that there's a lack of a true partnership between the general ed teacher and the teacher consultant. There's a healthy respect between the two, but I don't always see the integration that I want to see from those two on a consistent basis. And I recently sat down with the special ed director and asked her what advice she would give to principals and general ed teachers, and she gave the following three suggestions. And the first one that she gave was make sure that the accommodations that are in place on that IEP are spread across the board. One of the things that she's noticed as she's moved across the district and between the different buildings is the siloing of accommodations. And what she meant by that is that they often seem to be saved for high-stakes testing, both at the district and at the state level. But she doesn't always see these accommodations in place on a consistent basis for all sorts of different time kinds of assessments. So she wanted to make sure that the accommodations on the IEP are also implemented in all sorts of circumstances as applicable. Now, her second suggestion was to make sure that collaboration happens on a consistent basis. General ed teachers, teacher consultants, and paraeducators all should have some input when it comes to things like behavior intervention plans. TCs, teacher consultants, may have expertise, but oftentimes it's the general ed teacher and the para who have the most contact with the child. So making sure that all three of these professionals are interlinked and working together is important. As a principal, we need to make sure that everyone's voice is heard and that things are in place for the best interests of that child. And then her third point was to make sure that we broaden the focus. General ed teachers and the teacher consultants will often focus on implementing and adhering to the goals and objectives of specific students. However, that shouldn't be the end of their contributions. Ideally, the general ed teachers, the TCs, and the paras should be working hand in hand to build these lesson plans, and that they make sure that they're scaffolded to meet the needs of all students. What's good for the special ed student is often good for all students. And it's just good teaching to make sure that you have these scaffoldings in place. So the three tips that she gave, the three suggestions, making sure accommodations are implemented across the board, providing time for gen ed and special ed teachers to collaborate, and ensuring that everybody has broadened their focus to include all children, and in doing so, knowing that this will strengthen the overall learning environment of your school community. Her suggestions were very helpful, and they coincided with my point of view and helped reinforce those. And what are some other tips that you have for integrating special ed and gen ed teachers, and how do you go about facilitating a culture of collaboration between these two different sets of professionals? Leave your comments on the corresponding blog, which is entitled Similarly, the Three Suggestions from the Special Ed Director. Thanks for taking the time to listen. And if you have any feedback that you'd like to give, please don't hesitate to do so. I appreciate it. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, please give a ratings and review. Until next time, thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.